Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Yes, I just received this wireless in Wi-Fi repeater, and it's missing some stuff out of the box. It's missing the owner's, the user's manual, the RJ45 cable, and then the security key for it.
Okay, sir. Let me pull up the account and then I can see what's going on. Can I have the zip code and first and last name, please, sir?
All right. The zip code is 29335. The first and last name is Steve Dunaway.
Well, thank you for that, sir. Okay, and can I have the shipping address, please, sir?
It's 389 Ballpark Road in Enoree, South Carolina, 29335.
Thank you for that. And the city and state for that address, sir?
Pardon?
The city and state for that address, sir.
The city and state is Enoree, N-O-R-E-E, and the state is South Carolina.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm locating out with information, sir. Allow me just a moment while I review the account and see what's going on here, sir, okay?
All right, it looked like it packed without it in there.
Okay, sir, well, just allow me a moment to look over it, see what's going on here. Okay, so this was in regards to the Wi-Fi booster, sir, is what you ordered?
Right.
Okay, sir. So I do see that. Let me see about what's going on with that tracking. Have you received it, sir?
Yeah, I got it in my hand. I've been trying to get just this thing hooked up 2 hours, sir. And it keeps needs security key. Well, I go on Google search for it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, yes, you have a security key, and I don't have no security key.
Security key for what, sir?
To make it work.
Are you sure? I may be asking for your password to your Wi-Fi, sir.
Oh,
that
no,
would
I've
be on
tried,
your router.
I've tried that. No,
okay.
It's wanting the security key, the numbers. Security numbers.
Numbers of what? Your Wi-Fi box, sir?
I've looked on my Wi-Fi box. I've tried that.
I know there's a security key and security code and password written on the routers for Wi-Fis. Did you try entering that in, sir?
On the router. I tried the passwords on the back of the bed. It didn't work. Because you've got to get the only thing I got is a flashing green light letting me know it's on, and I've got no light saying I've got no wireless service. So I can't get that if I get that security key.
So you would have that would be on your router, so you would have to go ahead and look for the security key that's on your router.
I've tried that. It won't work.
Yes, sir. You have to sync it with your router, sir.
Well, I've even went online and done everything what they said online to do.
Yes, sir. The security key would be on your router, sir.
Yeah, I know where the security key is for my router, but it's not working. It won't work for this.
Are you making sure you're selecting the right internet when you select that?
I sure.
Okay.
Because I'm going to hold this thing.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I said, I'm the one that's installed the router and the modem that I've got from Spectrum.
Okay, sir. So the security key would be what's on the with your internet. That is a security password with your internet.
I ain't thought of that. Okay, and I put that in. It won't work. It's the wrong thing. So I go back over, look again, write it down, compare it letter for letter, number for number. It's identical. Put it back in. The incorrect. And so there's no setup manual with this thing, and there's no RJ45 cable with it either.
Okay, sir. So what I can go ahead and do is I can get a...
So it looked like this thing had been opened there and then closed back.
So you're supposed to plug it into the router.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're supposed to plug it into the router. It can be, it's not wireless to sync. It should be plugged into the router. So you just go ahead. That's the cord, the cable cord.
Yeah,
that you hook your laptop to. You hardwire your laptop.
Yeah,
that's how you plug it in, sir.
Yeah, with that big wide plug on each end, Ethernet.
Yep, that's what you plug in, sir.
Right. I tried that.
You tried plugging it in and then entering the security code, sir?
That still asks me if I want to go setting it up for the security.
What I can go ahead and do is I can go ahead. It sounds like it's not working for whatever reason. That's how you would set it up. You would connect it to your back of your router and connect
mm-hmm.
it into your router.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would go ahead and enter the security code on the back of your router, and it would set it up, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I've tried all of that.
So what I can go ahead and do for you, sir, one moment. Let me see what I can do regarding that. I'm looking into that for you. I'm here, sir. I'm just trying to see
what
I can do about getting that corrected for you. Please stay in line.
All right. Because I've even tried a new cable and everything that I had in the drawer.
You tried a new Ethernet cable?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm just curious there, did I get one that somebody sent back and y'all shipped back out by
That's
mistake?
That's what I'm thinking, possibly. It's possibly damaged. Not necessarily
mm-hmm.
it was sent back, it's just possibly sounding like it's damaged because you're supposed to plug it into the back of the router and then it will ask you for the security key, which is on
uh-huh.
the router, and you enter that in and it syncs with the router once you do that, and then it does its job to boost your Wi-Fi signal, sir. So,
correct.
I'm checking into something for you before. I'm not sure yet if that's the issue, but I'm checking into that real quick. Give me just a moment. May I place you on a brief hold, sir?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm checking with my supervisor as well. Yeah, I'm checking with my supervisor to see if there's anything I'm missing with that. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here, sir. I'm checking into that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm still here. I'm just trying to see what's going on with them. Speak with my supervisor to see why that's not working and make sure I didn't miss anything on that. Thank you for your patience. Okay, so I do apologize. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to... Hello, sir, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to get a reshipment sent out for you. Yeah, I spoke with my superior. It sounds like something's wrong with the actual device from what you're describing, since you've already gone through all the steps and tried plugging it in. You plug it in with the Ethernet cord to the router, and you go through that step of entering the security code on the back of the router, and it should automatically sync it and then boost the signal. So that sounds like there's an issue with the actual product, and I'm so sorry about that, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and get a reshipment sent out for you today.
Hey, no problem. This had to be made on a Monday or a Friday.
Oh, no, you're fine, sir. I'm so sorry about that. I'm going to get a reshipment sent out for you today. So please just stay on the line while I get that taken care of for you.
Okay.
I really do apologize that you received one.
Oh, no problem.
Not working for you. I'm so sorry.
And also, I bought the extended warranty with it and all that. That paperwork can come separate, right?
That should be sent to your email for confirmation on the warranty, and then what it covers. That's actually why we're getting a reshipment sent out, since it is under warranty.
Okay.
That's part of what warranty covers.
I ain't even had time to check my email today. It could be sitting in there.
Yeah, it was sent to, you should receive it in the email, sir, to dirtdobber16@AOL. com. That was the email that it was sent to. Any confirmation emails will be sent there as well as the
AOL.com.
Mm-hmm. So I would just check your email. Make sure you check junk and spam as well, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting a reshipment sent out for that Wi-Fi booster. I'm so sorry that it was not.
Oh, no problem, Erica. Hey, it came through mail and it didn't come through FedEx. Mm-hmm. I can understand it comes through FedEx. So they don't like to get out of the truck and deliver the package. They like to hang outside of the door of the truck and throw it.
I know. Mail system has just been really, really lacking on there.
Yeah, but the mail came through the mail today. Like, if I'm going to have anything shipped, I always tell them up front, do not ship it by FedEx.
Honestly, it's all of the mail services, FedEx, UPS, USPS. It's just been crazy because of this, because of everything going on right now.
Right.
They're not as good as and quick as they used to be. when they, you know, when they, it says 3 to 5 business days with USPS, it's like a week. You just kind of add that time on because they're not getting stuff like they should to.
Yeah, like this new iPhone 13 I bought there back in December. We'll pay for second day shipping on it. I got it on the 4th day.
I know. Again, mail services are not doing too good because of all the shortage of people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And people done got so used to working from home, too. And when this pandemic is over with and everybody got to come into work, there's going to be a lot of people not going to show up.
Again, I do apologize about the way I was just trying to make sure I didn't miss anything in that setup process.
No, you got no problem with that. I understand completely.
Well, I'm glad I was able to at least get this to be reshipped out to you. I'm actually almost done with that, processing the reshipment.
Okay. Now, what they do with this one here? Ship it back to you, or
no,
what?
No, sir. You don't have to ship it back.
Okay, I'll just put it in the drawer there. Like I say, I'm not trying, like they were saying, pull the wool over your eyes or about it. There's definitely something not right about this one.
Yes, no, I understand, sir. That should not be going on,
mm-hmm.
sir. It's a very simple setup. You just plug it in with an Ethernet cable to your router and enter the code from the security key on your router, and then it just automatically does its little thing, sets it up, and boosts the signal. So I don't know what's going on with that. That is very, very, very... I'm so sorry about that. That is very frustrating. I do apologize.
You don't have to apologize. I understand about that. I used to be in the used car business. When I seen this thing Sunday when Facebook let me got back online and I seen that, I jumped on that order. That was exactly what I was looking for.
I understand. Okay, sir. So I'll go ahead and got that sent out to you for the reshipment for that damaged Wi-Fi booster, sir. So you should receive it within the next 3 to 5 business days, sir. That does not include weekends or holidays.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I have a confirmation, and I have a confirmation email will be sent out to you along with tracking for that reshipment to your email. You should receive it within the next, I would say, 24 to 48 hours, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to always check your junk and spam as well, sir.
Oh, I do that. I do that.
Okay.
But I have for something there, and boom, there it'd be sitting over in the spam. And I think I had to click delete everything. I haven't looked down and seen it.
I understand. Well, no, I've got that reshipment sent out to you. So just you should receive confirmation email regarding it with the tracking number in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, and I sure appreciate that. I wasn't expecting this.
I'm so sorry again about that when you received being damaged, sir.
Okay, like I say, thank you so much.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a very... very wonderful day, and again, you stay safe out there, okay, sir?
We're going to do it, Derek. We fix to have a thunderstorm out here in South Carolina, and I don't like rain.
Well, stay inside and enjoy the nice evening, sir.
Yeah, it's been 60 degrees the last 2 days. Now, what's temperature dropped down to about 40s again?
Are you more of a warm weather or cold weather?
I kind of like spring and fall.
You like the warmer, rather.
Yeah.
Warm and cool. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Not too cold, but not too warm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you. Sir, is there anything else I can do for you?
Okay. Thank you so much. Like I said, Darren, I sure appreciate this.
You're welcome, sir. It was my pleasure. If you do not receive it within the next 3 to 5 business days, please do give us a call back.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And thank you. Like I say, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, sir. Well, you're welcome.
You have a very blessed day.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a very wonderful day.
Bye. Bye-bye.